Blog Talk Radio.
I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
And I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The Soul Path of Awakening. Understand what living awake is.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome, Soul Path Travelers. Welcome to those that are in the chat or just getting there. All of you listening by phone, computer, internet, archives. However you're tuning into us, welcome. If you're listening later, that's great. You can catch all the archives on podcast platforms. And you can subscribe also. You can come, Awakenings with Michelle Miche can come right in your inbox, right on your phone, right in your preferred podcast platform. If you do have a question or a comment or you'd like a reading, you can call in at 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122 and press 1 on your keypad. That lets me know that you want to get on air. And if you've been subscribed to Awakenings and supporting and leaving those amazing, inspirational appreciation feedback comments on especially iTunes and other podcast platforms, I want to thank you very much. And also want to invite new listeners to please join us on Facebook. You know, follow me on Instagram. I also have my YouTube channel, Soul Insights with Michelle Miche. I do weekly Soul Insights, and I just started doing also monthlies using the lens of your of astrology, so sun, moon, and rising sign. So you can catch that. There's November is uploaded. And I'll be uploading December soon. They're already recorded. I'm on it, you guys. I'm on it because you guys are inspiring me. I'm getting such great appreciation and inspiration. I want to thank Mitchie, also listener, and hangs out with us on Facebook for your inspiration today about my writing. So I'm putting that in motion as well. So I'll be looking for something coming out for me in 2020. So, yeah, I want to invite all of you, please, you know, definitely connect with me on Instagram, Twitter. I'm really active on Instagram and Facebook, Twitter as well. If you want just some little pops of, you know, I curate some stuff and then obviously post my own insights. But we have an amazing group, community, Soul Tribe, Awakenings group page, and there's just great posts. I mean, some people are really posting some great stuff. Questions, you know, just kind of contemplation things to ask, conversation starters, but also what's going on with people in the community. Now, those of you that have been hanging with me for a while, you know that I really stress a big part of awakening at a certain part of your path is really about, actually throughout your path, really, speaking your truth, speaking up. But especially as you start healing more, learning and growing, it's not just about giving back. It's about your energetic participation, okay, vibrationally. And especially if you have been doing a lot of work on yourself, you have much more you have a higher vibrational frequency. This again, I say this because many of you have heard me talk about this, but consciousness is an inside job. So when you're doing work with somebody that's done a lot of work and still working on themselves, you know, but from a place of they're perfect as they are and wholeness, but just in the place of healing and expanding and expressing more of the soul and more of a clearer vibrational frequency. And when someone has done a lot of work with other people, you're getting that, all those teachers, you're getting the lineage. And sometimes people say to me, well, like, Michelle, I'm kind of picky about who I do work with, or some, you know, I get a lot of invitations and a lot of them I may not go to. Some of it, like, it might feel good, it might feel very nurturing, but I really tune in to see, you know, my guides, where am I guided? And again, you know, where is the most juice? I guess that's one of the things you want to look at. So I know for me, I didn't start my teaching, well, I was kind of thrown into it, the channeling, you know, that just boom, opened up, and then people from all around the world started coming to me and calling me. You know, I didn't even, you know, most people that are really called to are called to this path. I always call them reluctant light workers, you know, the reluctant healers, the reluctant star seeds, because they could just be in the background position, you know, really. But there'll be something extraordinary that happens that pushes you on the path where you really have no choice. And that's kind of what happened with me, is that people just started referring. I don't even know where they came from. At first, it was just all phone. Then I did in phone, in person, and in metaphysical bookstores and events and people's homes. And then I also channeled for some traders in Chicago, investment bankers and traders that had some private groups. So I did a lot of private group, but I was just thrown in. So, but I've studied so much and worked with so many teachers. There's a very strong lineage, embodied teachers and other dimensional teachers and beings. So there's a lot of us out there that are coming more to the forefront, and you find us. It's not just me. You find these star seeds, the seeded ones, and we're to seed the other ones, the upper coming, you know. And I'm bringing this up because I had a question, well, two questions to answer. And then I'm going to get to callers. And, of course, those of you that are new, we have our Awakening Dialogue about 12:45, 12:50, 55-ish, depending how many readings I'm doing. So Richard asked, the other question that I want to hone in to Diana and Richard, getting a lot of questions about numbers. Richard asked how to know, you know, to prep, I'll load it down here, how to prep for deeper soul level changes and know you're on the right track or working with the right teacher. Now, you will only get the level of consciousness that you're at to work with. You may work with somebody that is very strong or powerful or very expansive, and you may, that may be just a, like a little boost, like a jump start, like jump starting a battery, or putting, you know, the negative positive together, the battery charger, you know, the electrical. You might just get a jump start. And it just depends on your path, what you're meant to do, who you're meant to work with, and what kind of work you're meant to do. So it's not a kind of one stop, you know, one principle for all. And we are going to have a great guest next week that we're going to be talking about this on the path, the pitfalls, you know, what to look for. And I've gotten this over the years because people can get caught up in kind of culty stuff, or they get caught up in people that really don't know what they're doing or haven't had a lot of training. And I am a big proponent of training. I mean, especially, you know, minimum compassionate communication, understanding the communication cycle, you know, coming from I statements, you know, some kind of counselor training. I think it's really important. Continue to do your work, but really do your work, not just energy work or Reiki, but something that's bringing also the cognitive or behavioral, working with patterns, working with, you know, energy fields. So, you know, really a holistic approach. So, you know, sometimes it is your gut, it's your inner knowing, but then if you're not that seasoned or you have a lot of wounding, you may be attracting, you know, more wound mates even in your healing practice. And that may be part of the healing. But I would say anybody that you work with, they need to be this is, you know, my friends, my colleagues, my teachers, the requirement was also that they also are working on themselves continually, that not just on their own, but they have somebody else that they check in with. Because as we, no matter how conscious somebody is, how much awake, how aware, you know, how gifted, how many years, how many classes, training, whatever, degree, certifications, you know, what lineage you've come from, how much shamanic training, whatever it is that you've trained in, hypnotherapy, 3 years, 5 years, 20 years of training, you still haven't, it is, you know, like my dad used to say, you're growing, hopefully, as long as you're living, as long as you're breathing. So we are ever unfolding expansion of consciousness, expanding in consciousness, allowing more of the soul signature frequency to come through and play out in the human field. But in the human field, that is the also playing out of the opposites or the contrast or the wounding. In fact, I talked about this on my Soul Insights video on YouTube for the week about learning from contrast. And we're still learning from contrast. Now, that's going to lessen. The contrast is going to lessen as we move more and more into the new paradigm, and the new paradigm starting with the Aquarian age. So there, it's this ever unfolding that is happening. So somebody that is, I would say, maybe can help you see where maybe you might be overstretching or overreaching or doing things more based on the ego, but also letting you do some of that, right? Guiding you, the guidance, but also guiding you to start accessing or tapping into your own inner knowing and giving you tools. That's a big thing, giving you tools. I'm a big proponent. I call them soul path tools, you know, spiritual principles. My thing is, I think everybody should be able to be on a deserted island and have the tools. If there's no books, there's no mentor, friend, teach, what are you going to do? You know, or you can't reach, what are you going to do? So that you're accessing your own tools and you're feeling it. And then, you know, again, building that trust or that rapport that you can, you know, seek that guidance or comfort or insight or, you know, from a person or a group. But that's not your main thing. You know, that you're tapping into source energies on your own, that it's supplemental. And it has nothing to do with time, because some people say, well, how much should I work with you? Well, I have people sometimes, I've had some people that I've worked with twice a week because they were going through so much. One person was coming out of, was in a rehab situation, weekly, biweekly, monthly. It just depends on where you're at in your path. But you need to be working with somebody that is, again, guiding you to your own internal timing, your own inner rhythm. In other words, how do I feel my own internal timing and rhythm? What is that? How do I get to know that part of me through the higher power or higher self, that power and presence within? Am I strengthening that? Am I strengthening that muscle? So Richard goes on to say how to prep for the deeper changes that are going on now and knowing you're on track. Well, right now there's a bit of a interesting, especially for many Earth, all signs, but specifically the Earth signs and the water signs have really been challenged with the aspects that are playing out astrologically, and you could just say the energies, because there is, those are the signs that deal first and foremost with manifestation. You know, ideas may come on the realm of the mental realm, right, or the air signs. The action may come through, or a sense of creativity from the fire, you know, fire, the spirit gets the inspiration, right? But the ones that ground the energy and emotions, when we're talking about water signs, we're talking about deep emotion. We're talking about emotional body, the emotions. So the emotional realm and clearing that really from the astral etheric perspective is really key, right? Especially this month of Scorpio. And we'll get deep into the astrology of it, but some of you have heard me talk about it on this podcast, as well as write about it on my Soul Playground blog or YouTube videos, or, you know, Instagram and Facebook, and I'm sure you've heard from other podcasts and astrologers, you know, the intensity of the aspects. It's a digging deep and clearing emotionally, releasing the attachment, but it is a letting go. It's a letting go to the higher power or higher self, or that power and presence within. and less and less of the egoic functioning, the ego functioning. So it's really the ego, which is very important, but it's in a sense, as we go further into the soul alignment, as we ascend and go further into the soul alignment, the ego releases to become the personality. It becomes just the interface, right? It becomes less conditioned response pattern. So there's intense cleansing and clearing so that you could say the ascendant that we are, the ascendant in the chart, how we interface in the world, how people see us, you know, the outer aspect of us, there is this intense releasing of past karmic situations, learning, you know, experiences and karmic entanglements that are based on the old pattern. So what's happening is we're becoming patternless, less and less patterned. And that's a little scary. I mean, I'm even going through it in my own life. I mean, it's a little scary. You just have to kind of show up and something's there or not there. You can only go by feeling or vibration and keeping it very much into the present moment as to what is in front of you, what's in front of you right now, right? So it's really keeping it to the ego not being able to use past, you know, trickery, to use real magic. That's not necessarily sleight of hand. It's tapping into something more. So one of the ways you can know that you're on the right track, or you can prep or assist in these, as Richard's saying, these deeper soul level changes, is through meditation, meditative practice, connecting to the subtle energy. And those of you, you know, I have a lot of tools of that on Soul Playground and also on my YouTube channel. Find ways to clear, you know, emotional stuck energy, emotional patterns, be aware of your patterning, you know, your default position, how you navigate, because we're being reorientated to navigate differently in the world, to navigate less and less from conditioning, from condition response patterns, from I did it this way in the past, so this must work, or John did it this way and it worked, Susie did it this way and it worked. No, it's like check in, pause, go into the deeper aspect of yourself, connect into spirit, God, the all that is, source energies, come through the higher self, let the higher self lead. So you might feel like you're held back or there's a lot of pausing right now because a lot is getting cleared out. You know, the old closets, the old wounds are being cleared out of the mind and what it represents or how it's reflected on the earth plane is being cleared out and cleansed, so that a new directive can come in that is less, how do I want to say this, that's going to be less influenced by the past or past limitations. Okay, Richard and everyone, I hope that helps. One more question, then we're going to get to callers. And again, that number is 347-539-5122. And press 1 on your keypad. I'm able to see stuff in the chat, so for some reason. All right, and then Diana was saying that she keeps seeing the number 512 and wondering what that means. So if we look at it numerically, the 5, the 1, the 2, that breaks down to a 6, an 8. But you want to look at each number individually, so that 5 has to do with changes, some kind of disruption. It could be change in residence. It could be just some new influences coming in. And then 1 is having you focus on yourself, that magician within, focusing on your personal ideas, how you're expressing and experiencing. You know, what is your identity? You know, how are you identifying right now? Yes, as a spiritual being, you know, with the soul that has a body, and, you know, this earth plane, you know, a soul being. You have a certain design or matrix. And then that 2 is bringing in cooperation. Now, that it boils down to an 8, that tells me that you're learning something new. So there's something, maybe it's apprenticing, could be a new job, new situation. There's something new where you're going to be trying out these new skills, if you will, these new ways of being in the world. So there's some kind of freeing up. Perhaps partnership or relationship with that 2. And 2 can also be connecting to the higher self. It could be this, blending the seen and the unseen, right? Spirit, when it's undifferentiated energy, and then as it manifests, it becomes individual energy, right? Differentiated energy. So, that very powerful. If you keep seeing that, some people asked about 1010, which is huge changes coming into life, new beginnings. 2020, which we're coming in very powerful, which is huge changes, big changes, but also 2020 brings turning points. So 20 is a turning point. So when you have two, that emphasizes. So anytime you double the number, it emphasizes your experience. It's also the totality of the numbers of what's happening. Like that 2020 turning point is leading. 20 and 20 is a 40. It's 40. Distills to a 4. So it's bringing some kind of new security. And that's what I'm feeling, even in Richard's question about deeper soul level changes. You know, the game is changing. The rules are changing. And so we're being trained. Entrained too. There's an entrainment of the rules of how to access how to be on the earth plane, you know, how to bring in more of these metaphysical universal principles, universal laws, right? How do you bring this, you know, more into your life, basically? So if you're seeing 1111 or 111, those are activation numbers. We call them more galactic numbers. Those numbers have to do with reminders of the truth of who you are. It's also signaling you're on the right path, but they're activation numbers. Usually you're receiving, especially 1111, you usually are receiving some kind of up-leveling or upgrade energetically. And then, of course, the angelic numbers, 222, 444, 555. Now, I'm not going to get into all those because I did on a previous podcast and I want to get to callers. But suffice it to say that when you're seeing numbers, you're being helped. It's you, the cosmic aspect of you that, you know, the all that is. That part of it, you're putting out a clear broadcast or message. You're wanting help. You're wanting insight. You're wanting guidance. You're wanting to know something. And so it's like an echo. You're putting it out there and it's coming back to you. And it can be from the angelic realm, the angels, right? The archangels, the spirit guides, you know, the unseen helpers, you know. And so one thing you can do is to ask, you know, well, how can I ground this message or this guidance? Can you bring me also some embodied help or helpers or something more on the denser physical level? So it is all about asking. Ask and ye shall receive. It really is about first putting the call, the message out there. You know, what are you needing and wanting? And then waiting for that to come back. All right, let's get to callers. We've got our first caller on the air. Welcome to Awakening. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. Welcome.
Hi, I'm sorry. You can hear me or not?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. My name is Keisha. I'm calling in because I wanted to know, I've been trying to buy a house for a while, and I'm trying to get out of debt, and I'm wondering when, you know, that's going to happen so that I can be able to, you know, buy a house.
Okay, let's see. And Keisha, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
I can. You sound a little far away, but I can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, let's see. And you're wanting to buy a house and you're wanting to get out of debt. Well, that's a biggie for so many right now. I would say that February, March seems to hold some promise for you where I feel like you might have more of a plan. Okay. And it may be more, I'm actually even seeing things like, I don't know, budgeting, putting monies aside. Could be another job, either an extra job or you're working with other people to kind of get extra work in is what I'm hearing. Or you're working differently. There seems to be some changes next year about, you know, how you're working. Does that make sense?
That does.
Yeah, so that is going to help you because I do feel like there is going to be more, there's going to be more of a foundation. Let's see. Yeah, there is going to be, yeah, there is going to be more of a foundation for you next year. I feel like it's going to take a plan. It doesn't just happen.
Right.
Yeah, there it is. So a lot to do with the finance. It could be friends. It could be a group. I don't know. It feels like there's some kind of group or friends or something or colleagues that is going to be beneficial. And you are going to find yourself working more. So if you haven't been working as much this year or it's been kind of inconsistent, that will be changing, okay. And then that's going to help. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. That helps a lot. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad. Let's speak. Okay. Let's see if we can get to the next caller here. Hello and
Hello.
Welcome. You're on Awakening. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Christine. I've called in a few times.
Hey, Christine.
Hey, how are you? I have a question about more employment career. I called in about the job that I actually currently have, and you were like, go for it, and it's been great. But I've been feeling, knew that it was going to be kind of temporary. I was just following the opening at that time. But it's getting, I don't want to say that it's like not a great work environment. I just feel like they haven't been completely honest with me. Like they told me that I would be a full-time employee with benefits, and they've like, I'm still technically like a 1099 contractor. So I'm working more than full-time, but not getting any of the benefits. Like what I was promised salary-wise, I have not received, and I'm just wondering if this is just like a sign for me to transition out of this now. And there are things that are on the horizon.
Well, I think you have
like,
to get. Well, it's only a transitional or temporary job, right? That's what I'm hearing, and that you even said that. So, and maybe I said that in the previous reading. So I wouldn't get into all those. Those are just going to distract you. You know, you're in that to focus on what it is you really want to do, right? And to start creating something else. So sometimes our higher self leads us to something that isn't totally ideal, or in other words, if it's a transitional job, you don't have to do a lot of training or a lot of work, right? Because then it's going to take you away, right?
But I'm doing so much work. That's the thing. Like, I thought that I'd be able to do this and kind of, like, do other things. But right now it's, like, 50, 60 hours a week. But, like, and so I'm, like, how can I keep this transitional job the way that it was supposed to be a transitional job? And, like, if I were to leave it, is that a trigger that I should just pull? But I don't have anything lined up. Like, I have
about
maybe December. Yeah. Like, something, I have, like, an opportunity back to production maybe late December, but nothing's been confirmed. So I don't even know if that's coming through or not. So I don't want to, like, say anything and, like, leave the job.
No, wait, because, see, the energy is just so, it's so blocked and start-stopped right now. And so I would wait until you have something. Because again, I'm really seeing a lot of, especially March, April on, you know, more of the second half of the year, you know, or second quarter into the first quarter. For some people, maybe a little bit February, March, but I feel like some of these things, some of these areas that are stuck for many people are going to start loosening up, and you're going to see why. You're going to see, wow, I'm glad I didn't do that because something better came in. So you might find yourself, and this is for you, Christine, as well as other people that are listening that are going, oh, my God, I'm going through this as well. You might find yourself a bit feeling stuck or like in a holding pattern, or I'm still in this job, or I'm still in this situation, or I'm still in this house that doesn't sell, or I can't find a new one. There's a reason for that. I mean, I know it's so frustrating, you know. But spirit always acts either at a holy instant, something really quickly happens, or the 11th hour where you think, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. And then something happens. So all the in-between time, right, is us mulling things over, mulling. So That's what I could tell you, because I don't see anything right now on the horizon yet for you. I feel you might be going back to production. You may be going back more to something that you really love.
You don't see that for late December. You don't see that until next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's interesting.
I don't know. Let me see.
Well, that's only because someone reached out to me, I sent my resume
that
to something, and they're going to need your help late December, so they're going to call you, but I haven't been called yet. So I haven't done anything, but I just didn't know if that would actually come through.
I wouldn't do anything. I feel like something is coming through, but I don't know if it's now. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not showing. Like, even that late December could be a little bit later. What I'm hearing. It could be maybe more into January, because I feel they're waiting. Is it something to do with location?
It's a TV show. I don't know if it's like while they're shooting or if it's something in post, but it was for to work on a TV show.
Okay. Because there is something around, I do see sound studios, but there is something around a location, or going to a location, or location scouting, or somebody, they have to get the location.
Yeah.
Maybe they're waiting for the studio. Because I feel like everything's set up, but there's something about the location. Maybe they're waiting, I don't know, maybe it's a scheduling, production schedule or something.
Yeah.
There's so many
aspects. That always happens. Like, they'll call you and they're like, can you work on tomorrow or something? So that's how it is. So I just wasn't sure if that was,
Okay. So let me ask and see. Yeah. So, you also, I feel like more the beginning of the year, January, February, things seem to go into a different direction. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Like job-wise, or? I'm hoping to not have my job that I have now too much farther into the new year. Like, I'm totally cool to keep this and like keep it up now, but I'm just realizing how draining it is. And it's not like super, it's manageable right now, but I feel like it's distracting me overall from what I'm trying to do. But maybe I'm not seeing that clearly right now. Yeah.
Well, what are you trying to do? Because, see, I don't feel you have that yet clearly in mind, okay? So I asked your best perspective. It says keep it as an option.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to be there forever, is what I'm hearing. It feels like there's something new coming in directionally for you work-wise. But I do feel it could be, I don't know, either you're going to work more contract-based or you're going to work maybe more project-to-project, but the projects are longer.
The project-to-project is exactly what I want to be doing. I'd rather be doing something like that where I can do different things, but have it not be like it can – because like what I went from was like 12 to 16-hour days every day, like all the time, to like having like a freelancer-type schedule, which – was really difficult financial-wise, so I'm trying to find the balance in between those two things. Does that make sense? Project-based is exactly where I would like to go. I'm just not sure how to get there yet.
Yeah, and the way hasn't come through yet because, because I feel like there could be something that you say it feels like it could be something that you get stuck at. It takes a long time. It could be a show, and then it could be they could let you go, and then there's another one that comes in. So it may be 3, 4, 5 months. I almost feel like this one you might be able to have to always come back to, or there's going to be something you can always come back to or jump into.
Yeah. Totally.
But I don't know. You've got some big changes coming up work-wise. It's too much for me to get into a quick little read here, but
I feel like how you work or what you
do. I feel it. That's the thing. I feel it, and I'm already feeling kind of frantic and, like, not nervous, but just, like, you know, like, I feel like a lot is about to change, but I don't know what that is. Because I have things that I want, and I also am trying to figure out things that I don't want so that I can say no to those things. Like, I said no to another show because I knew that I didn't want that position, which was, like, huge for me because me last year would have just taken it that I didn't want it. But because it was in TV, I would have just taken it and been unhappy. But, like, I got a little bit clearer on what I didn't want, but I'm still in that process. So, like, but I feel like it's going to be a lot that's going to be, like, what you've been saying, like, kind of like a canon, like, you know, going from zero to 50, but I'm just not sure when that will, like, how to.
Yeah, well, you're not going to know yet because there's a shift in conscious. You know, a lot of times what happens is somebody, some influence comes in that we're unaware of that gets us in a whole different trajectory. Did you take a listen and a watch of the Soul Insights for the week that I did for the 18th to the 25th on my YouTube, Soul Insights with Michelle Mache? I go over this. It's all about the contrast. And see, you're right in the middle of that. And even though it's for the week, for many, it's going to be probably a month, for sure the rest of this month and maybe part of December, maybe all of December also. It just depends where people are in the cycle. But you're right in that contrast. And usually what I find is something comes in to change. It's like years ago, I remember I got out of TV media. I got out of everything that I was doing, and I was just doing deeper healing work. You know, I did a 3-year program for all kinds of hypnotherapy, alchemical, medical. I did a holistic health counseling. I did some energy work. You know, I went back to school. I just dived in and I was doing really deep healing work, personal, right? And then out of the blue, I get a call from, I think it was Paramount and NBC, I guess they're the own company thing, for me to come up and do this show, psychic show called The Oracles. I was supposed to come up, you know, up to LA. And I was like, how the heck did that happen? Where is that? And I did. Right. And then I ended up doing the show for a while, you know, or we did the pilot rather, but it got me up to LA and I started doing a lot of more workshops up here. And I did like 5 or 6 pilot. Anyway, we did these different projects. And then it turned out that like 2 months later, it turned out that it was a client of mine that had months before gave my name, and that's why they had called me for the screen test. So
I think I know exactly what you're saying. Like it there's never going to be like I won't know how or why, but it, you know, when it happens, but
no.
That's,
no, it's a divine timing thing. It's fluky. And all I can see right now, like sometimes I can see that, what it is that's coming in, the influence. A lot right now, I feel, because old karmic patterns are over for so many people, the old ties or way of being in the world or looking at in the world are different. So it's coming in like left field, out of the blue. And I feel that with you, but I feel right now, again, everything that you're doing is prepping you for that, to be at the right place at the right time. So even the pushing yourself at the job is putting you there at the right place at the right time, you know?
Okay.
There's some little leap. There's a little leap of faith that's going to happen that creates the opening that you go in the new direction.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can just keep doing what I'm doing and.
Prepare. Just prepare your mentally, emotionally, prepare what kind of project, whatever you need to do to prep. And maybe it's just more the mindset that you're prepping. You're changing the mindset. You know, it could be just, it could be just that you're trusting more. You have more faith. You're letting being spirit led more. You know, and you're recognize. See, because the fact that you're saying that you're in the contrast, you're not yet over the process. See, you have to sort through more, right?
Yeah.
It's like Persephone. Look at that myth, going into the underworld. So you have to go into the subconscious, into the underworld, and sort through your subconscious, what you want, you know, the wounding, the healing, the empowerment, the higher conscious, all these aspects of you, all these experiences have to be sorted through so that
yeah.
you know what you really, right? You see what I'm saying? It's not an intellectual knowing. It's like you're going to just feel it and imbibe it so that you draw in the right circumstance for you, but you also have the right response. Okay, it's not going to be, because there's a little leap of faith. I mean, you might have a space like 3 to 4 weeks or something where there's no work. You know, there could be some kind of space, and then, boom, this thing comes in. You know, it's like, and it's even better, you know.
Yeah, totally.
All right, keep us posted.
Yeah, I will. Okay, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm having trouble in the sound because there's... I'm up in the mountains, and there's Laura. Let me know in the chat if you can. I changed it, but yeah, it's been raining here, and they've worked on the electrical wires and such. Yeah, so okay, that's. I mean, Christine, what she brought up is really kind of highlights how everybody is led right now. I mean, it's a different experience. It's hard to plan. You can plan only to a certain point, a certain degree, right? You can only plan to a certain point or a certain degree, and then you have to kind of really let spirit take over, which in the old paradigm, we did do that, but not as much. You know, there was enough within the old paradigm of conditioned responses work because that's what people were doing. I mean, even if you look at old sales and marketing, right? Those things were much more binary. It's either A, it's either B. You know, it's zero or it's one. You know, it's this or it's that. You know, choices weren't as much. In the collective, see, the awakening part right now is really starting to really not just get the starseeds or the light workers or the healers, the people that have been consciously working, but more the mainstream consciousness. So the constructs, that's all with this Pluto and Capricorn, Saturn and Capricorn, you know, busting it through. Now Uranus and Taurus, busting it through. Uranus and Aries, busting through us, right? So as the structures become more loosened and unpredictable, there's this uncertainty, which is spirit, you know, you can't just go by what was done in the past or what was that tried and true way in the past. You have to keep things pretty much into the present. Some planning, you know, visioning, intention, you know, visualizing, affirmations, mantras, all that helps. But then you have to bring it right back into the present of what do I need to do now? What's the reality? What's happening now? So what we're really doing is you're creating your own openings is what you're doing. You're creating your own opening for the new to come in, okay? So it's a much more, even though things seem to be stuck and not moving, it's much more enlivening. That makes sense, right? Because you're dealing with life principles. You're dealing with how to manifest on becoming more of a conscious creator. So, yeah, trying to push or make something happen just pushes it further away because, you know, and I talked about this, you guys, you remember a couple years ago, I said last year and this year, I said last year was the turning point where we're not going to be able to push or make things happen. Because there's such an intervening on the soul level, you know, the higher self is like, no, we don't want you getting down this path in this entanglement. You know, we don't want you, which is us, our higher self is us, that higher aspect. So it's really kind of this meeting of the minds that is causing this, you know, that is, it's just us. It's us saying, recognizing that the game is different. The needs, the wants, the payoffs, the result is different. It's a different game. So we, again, I go back to this, we have different rules. So we still have some of the old material plane, earth plane rules, man-made laws, man-made rules, but the universal laws, universal rules are coming through more. Okay, so we're kind of, yeah, again, we've gone as far as we can in that old way of being of separation, you know, us and them. You know, we're at the pitch of it. But anytime, it's like a cold or a flu, right? Anytime you're at the apex of it, the pitch of it, right? You feel the sickest, right? The flu, the cold, that's when it starts actually getting better, right? And then you start feeling better, and then, you know, what does doctors, you know, healers say, but don't expend all your energy. Don't rush out now, even though you're feeling better. So at the top of the peak of the illness, the sickness, the dis-ease, the dysfunction, that's why they always say, you know, that the medicine is within the illness. It's in there. The medicine is in there. And so that's what's happening so many people. And even on a level, I would say that, you know, has to do with your own inner knowing. You can only take it so far, and it's about trusting yourself and finding the guides or the systems that support you, whether it's coaches or programs like this, but finding that support. How do I do this? How do I understand what I truly need and want? What's my truth? Where's my true north? Because that's the new game. It's not what school did you go to? Did you go to Ivy League? Those are old. Oh, that's fun. That's fine if that's really you. But those, the levels, the standards, the values, principles, and beliefs are changing, and for many have changed. And so therefore, what brings fulfillment has changed and is changing. And so it's about aligning to that. But again, it's all a personal process. So you have to find that also out for yourself. Just like Carla Christine said, you know, she's understanding now how she wants to work. So the soul changes, and to answer Richard's question, all have to do with lifestyle. So the values, principles, beliefs, the qualities of the people, jobs, situations, careers, that's what it's about right now. It's not necessarily attaining a certain level of, you know, money, monetary. It's not just based on the monetary that's what's winning or successful. It's peace of mind, joy, happiness. It's some of the more transcendent qualities, spiritual qualities, that is becoming more an aspect of the fulfillment that people are not only that are needing and wanting. So it is a big change, and you have to be compassionate, and you have to take it slowly. You know, you have to answer the call that how you're receiving it in your own timing. And again, I always say getting support is so crucial, because none of us do this alone or on our own, right? All right. So it's time for our second half of the program. We have our Awakening Dialogue today with Lori Gerber. And Lori is definitely passionate about personal development. She's been coaching individuals and groups for over 15 years. She holds a degree in education and political science from Swarthmore College, was certified to teach elementary school before enthusiastically joining the Handle Group. Lori owned and operated Partners with Parents, a tutoring and educational consulting business in New York City. In 8 years, she has built the Handle Group, life coaching from nearly non-existent to a team of skilled coaches. She's also been featured on TV appearances on MTV's True Life special, I'm Getting a Second Chance, A&E's The Marriage Test, The Dr. Phil Show, and The Today Show. Her professional and personal mission is to better the world by teaching people to tell the truth and pursue their dreams. Her focus is on maximizing clients' ability to thrive across all areas of their life. Wow, sounds great. Welcome to the program, Lori. Great to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so wonderful. So first of all, I want to get a little bit of your background and how – I always like to look at your first awakening, how you awakened to doing mm-hmm. this on your path. And was it a personal awakening? And then how did you get to working with people? How did you
make that decision?
Wow. Great, great question. By the way, it's lovely to listen to your voice. I'm finding myself getting more and more relaxed as I listen to you talk.
Oh,
it's very nice.
Nice. I love it.
Thank
Wonderful.
You for that. It makes it nice. Mm-hmm. So I feel seeking is in my lineage. So when I started is probably before I was born. And I remember always being a seeker for spiritual development, always looking for answers. I took Tai Chi with my mother when I was 11. I lived in an ashram when I was 20. I tried every kind of self-help, read every book, did therapy, of course, yoga, Tai Chi, chanting, oming, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little I haven't tried or done.
Right.
And all of it's been very interesting and meaningful and helpful, some things more than others. So I would say actually my biggest turning point in awakening was in my early 30s when I had accomplished many things, like you were saying, some of the old school accomplishments like education and a good business that I ran with my brother and two little kids. Now I have three, but at the time it was two little kids and you know, a cute husband and a not that overweight body, you know. So I had a lot of boxes checked, living in Manhattan, owned an apartment, all the things. And I was not actually happy or fulfilled. And I looked over at my friend. Yeah. I looked over at Lauren Handel Zander, Handel Method, Handel Group, just her maiden name. That's all it is. And she looked self-actualized to me. All the same demographics as I had, but she actually was, I call it obnoxiously buoyant. I didn't understand.
See that?
Yeah. There was something I had missed in the whole shebang of personal growth, and she appeared to have it. And I have been actually watching her and sitting with her since then for the last 15 years and working for her and with her, because she seems to stay a step ahead of me with how tapped in she is and how well she connects, I would say, heart, head, and body, and really speaking to each of those at the same time. And so she very quickly, when I discovered that she knew something that I didn't know and I hired her to be my coach, that was the biggest awakening, is how to connect heart, head, and body. So I had connected head and body. I had accomplished many things. I had never really connected heart, head, and body. I had never really debunked my negative belief systems, and I had never been held to account to do something differently. So that changed everything very profoundly and indelibly.
Now, I'm going to ask you this because – having everything, how did you know that you weren't happy? Because you were obviously happy enough because you had all these boxes checked. But
yeah, it looked
was
good.
There a symptom?
It looked good on the outside.
It looked good on the outside.
So on the inside, what you didn't see is my husband and I hadn't had sex in months. We were civilized but not connected. The kids were not, you know, cooperating. I was not sleeping. My skin was broken out. I was gaining weight, not losing weight. I was just generally unfulfilled and taking it out on my coworkers. You know, so the broad strokes were very nice, but the subtler strokes were quite inconsistent with my ideals.
Now, see, I love that you're saying this because I can tell you so many, and I'm sure you've had the same. I've worked with so many clients that sometimes say, I have it. I should be happy. They're looking and they're going, and they'll default to that position. I have, you know, the boxes they'll check off, and I should be happy. We just came back here, you know, I should be happy. How do you break from that? Because to me, what I'm hearing is somehow you were able to get from the veneer, and maybe sometimes we do things a little, you know, autopilot or robotic, and then that part of our mind says, well, you should be happy because look what you have. You know, it almost tells us we're happy. You should be happy. You are happy. So
yeah.
Why are you
if only we had that power over our minds.
Yeah.
So if you're not happy.
But I do see people do that. I do see people try to convince themselves that they're happy.
Yeah.
If it worked,
I would use it too. But what I teach is, if you're not happy, it's generally one of two things. Either there's something inconsistent, you're not actually aligned, your actions do not actually align with your highest ideals and your thoughts and plans, something's out of alignment, or you're lying about something.
There we go.
That's about it.
So
that's about all I've come up with in all these years of studying it.
Yes. So first of all, how did you, was it a contemplation meditation or you just woke up one day? How did you get past the lying part?
Oh, no, I mean.
And how can you,
so easy.
You share that with other people? With these, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I will tell you, a skilled coach is profound. And I really, you know, I thought I knew everything. I had been to many courses where I thought I was way smarter than the teacher, right? It took me seeing someone who had something I wanted for me to say, oh, maybe I should listen to somebody else's thoughts and opinions. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we have people do in the hands-on method is write down their dreams or their ideal. And we really pretty much, you know, we really work until whatever they say gives them goosebumps and brings tears to their eyes, so it's not a BS brochure.
Mm.
You know, it's the
mm-hmm.
actual answer. So it drills
mm-hmm.
down to something like, I'm madly in love with the love of my life, or I love going to work. It's so inspiring. You know, there's like a nub of it. So she forced me, first of all, to say the nub of what I wanted that nobody was really
mm-hmm.
asking me, right? People were more asking
mm-hmm.
me about a description, not a, well, I'm sure you teach this all the time about how important it is to be able to feel it, right? It was a
yeah.
feeling
right.
that I wanted that I was never being forced to articulate, right? I could articulate, you know, two kids and an apartment in Manhattan, but I didn't articulate the feeling that I wanted to have. So she made me articulate that feeling. And then she made me rate literally on a scale of 1 to 10, if that's a 10, where are you now? So another chance to tell the truth. Right, and then poke
wow.
holes in it. Like, are you sure that's all 7?
Right.
Which is, this is now what I do with clients, of course. It's such fun. So then there was that truth-telling moment. And then she goes, okay, now tell me what you're really thinking. Right, we've heard from your heart. Now let's hear from your head. What do you actually really think about that? Oh, I think my husband's a dummy. I think he's a jock. I think he doesn't care. I think I'm never going to get a decent body. I never have had one. I think, you know, I should be happy with my job. I think blah, 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 right? All of my things.
Right.
I thought, and she said, oh, wait, you know, these are BS. these are, you know, I think my business is plateauing because the woman I hire doesn't really care, you know, all my theories. And she literally argued with me like a good New York lawyer.
Love it.
And she showed me I was lying. She literally asked me questions like, well, this woman you hired, what are her statistics? How well does she do at closing customers? How well did you used to do when you were in her job? You know, she literally probed me for truth and found lies in every area easily. Like, it was not hard for her to find lies. And it was not hard for me to accept that she was right, because it was in front of my face. And I was asking
mm-hmm.
her to help me, and I couldn't deny it. Now, that's not to say we uncovered every single lie in every area right then and there, but that was a pretty big awakening to go, oh, I literally thought I was the weight that I was because of my genetics. It did not even occur to me, a smart college educated person, that what I was eating was why I weighed what I weighed.
Right.
That's the level of
life. Yes.
It did not occur to me that I was the one not listening to my husband or inviting him to have sex with me, and that had something to do with our intimacy issues. It did not occur
mm-hmm.
to me that I was the one blaming everyone else at work instead of taking responsibility for my job description, that had anything to do with why I was having the feelings I was having or the results I was having. So it then became fun to find the lie, because if I could find the lie, then I could fix the real issue and be actually happy and proud of myself.
Mm, I love this. So it sounds like brutal honesty. It sounds like a big part of this type of awakening is finding the lie, being honest with yourself about what it is you not only want, but how do you really want to feel? What you
yeah,
want in life and how you really
truth.
Want to feel.
Yeah,
that's the first
truth.
Okay.
What you really honestly want. The second truth is where you really honestly are. The third truth is what you're really honestly saying to yourself. And then the fourth truth is, what's the real issue? Like, my real issue was I hadn't listened to my husband talk for years. I had not. I mean, it's shocking when I say it. Like, how do you expect to feel intimate with someone when you literally don't listen to what they have to say or
no.
invite them to kiss you? Like, and I was just, you know, completely in my own world, completely a statistic of the, you know, the middle-aged woman with two kids and a business and who just, you know, just doesn't have time for it. But meanwhile, yeah. I promised in front of everyone I know, love, honor, and cherish till death do us part, and I wasn't planning on getting a divorce. So what was I doing?
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like, too, Lori, which is so amazing, that it's really busting through that old paradigm, because that's what's handed to us. And then there's all these little platitudes and principles and beliefs. Oh, that's just how it is at this age, or when you have this kids, or you have that, or this, all that is put on top.
Right.
So people, you never get right. You never really get to the truth and the accountability. That's also what I'm hearing with this coaching. It sounds like there's a lot of accountability.
For sure. And again, I had tried many modalities and teachers and courses that had two out of the three, head, heart, body. But this accountability, mm-hmm. So we designed a conversation to go have with my husband about the intimacy. We designed a conversation to go have about where I was not performing at work. We designed my food. And then she followed up, right? She asked me the next time. You know, there was an accountability. There was even in our digital program, which is completely digitalized and automated, it's asking you what you did or didn't do. And if you didn't do it, did you pay the consequence you made up for not doing it? So you don't feel bad and dramatize it. You just either keep your promise or you pay a consequence. So to this day, I have a promise not to interrupt my husband. And if I don't keep that, I do one of his chores. And it keeps me kosher, right? It keeps me beholden to the thing I say I want, which is intimacy with my husband, the thing I promised my whole community I would do. So that accountability is huge. It's a game changer. It's the game changer. And that I had not gotten anywhere else. And also, I find the reason I give myself the permission to hold my clients to account, you know, whether it's digitally or one-on-one or in groups or whatever, is because I'm doing it myself.
Yes. Lori, I just talked about that at the top of the program because we had a listener call email in about different people, you know, how do you know working with somebody? And I said, well, one of the things is they're not doing their own work, if they're not being, you know, what you're saying, accountable to themselves, their own path, because no matter how long you've been doing this, we still have areas. You know, we still have our own growth.
And we just have and maintenance glad. Even.
Yes, exactly. Maintenance.
Yeah. Because we're all lying all the time and avoiding and battling the voices and all of it all the time. And I don't feel like I have the right to ask a client to hold true to something or to take a risk or to do something that scares them if I'm not modeling that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, that's beautiful. That's truth. Yes. If you need to be doing it as well. And then I think that communicates to them as well. And the work stays fresh.
It's real.
It's real. I mean, sounds.
It's so real.
A little bit. So you owned and operated Partners with Parents, tutoring and educational consulting business. Now, are you still doing that, or now you've moved over to the
Handover? I'm not. That was the place where I was blaming my coworkers, and you know we were doing well, but I just it was not my calling. And instead of being truthful about it not being my calling and leaving gracefully, I was gonna kind of slink my way out the back and sort of sabotage it, which would have been such an unfortunate way to end my work there. But the one thing that it was a beautiful career. It was I was matching tutors with students, which was a way to help people, get better. But what I was finding is that the dysfunction in families, I was getting in the middle of the dysfunction in families, and helping the kid with French was not really helping in the way that I wanted to be helping. So, so I really, that's what awakened me to the idea that I needed to get some sort of training and how could I help a parent be more of who they want to be so they less pressure the child to try to be their proxy. And how do I help
I love that.
A young person develop their own design for their life, their own dream for their life? How do I, then serendipitously, of course, I find that Lauren has this method already. She's already teaching it, but she didn't quite have it codified, and she didn't have a group of coaches doing it, and she didn't have a digital product back then. And, she was kind of one woman. She had a couple other people around, and then surprisingly, unexpectedly, but quite magically, the position of running her life coaching division opened up. And I was easily able to transition from running a small business of my own to essentially running that small business. And my job has evolved a lot since then. But it was a very magical story, actually, how that unfolded. If you want it, I will tell it.
Yeah, I do. And I just want to interject quickly. So as I'm listening, I'm seeing, so you were doing a little more surface, then you got deeper. And so now actually you're helping people with the core issues, it sounds like.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Okay. The causes, not the symptoms, if you will.
Yeah. So tell us how that came about, how you magically got into that position. You wound out of the other, it sounds like.
Right.
And then this opened up.
Exactly. So the fun thing is, of course, people come to coaching for career, right? That's the innocent, sort of socially acceptable thing to come to coaching for. So I came to Laura and say, I want help with my career. And she helped us build, you know, she helped us with the business and she helped us with all that stuff. But really, she ultimately, when it came to working with me personally, she went right for my sugar addiction, because that was my one true love. It helped me forsake my husband. She went right for my relationship with him, my health, and all that before she would even look with me at my future career. And I think somehow she knew that if I didn't get my self-respect and my self-love in, that whatever we would build with my career would not actually be true alignment for me. So again, I didn't go into coaching saying I wanted to quit sugar or even work on my relationship. I barely thought there was anything wrong. But again, we do, you know, sort of diagnostic of everything. So it becomes clear what's really wrong to a trained eye. So we did work on all those things very quickly. I learned how to eat out of self-love and how to nourish myself and got back into my body. And then that opened up sex. And then we worked on the relationship and fixed that, you know, a lot of beautiful relationship work. And then we launched into the career. And she gave me this assignment we give lots of people in career, where I got to brainstorm all my different possibilities, and we would rate it head, heart, and hoo-ha. Have you ever heard of the three H's, head, heart, and hoo-ha?
No, but that sounds...
We made it up.
Okay. I have
head, heart, and hoo-ha. But who knows? We talk about it a lot in regards to dating and stuff. But so head, heart, and hoo-ha are the three voters that anyone has, right? The head is it sensible, practical? The heart says, do I love it? Does it feel good? The hoo-ha says, does this turn me on? Is it cool? Right? So I had all these ideas of what I could do with my life. None of them were passing the 3H test. None of them, right? I was like, I could go to social work school, and social work school sounded like such a drag to me. such a drag, right? I was like, that is not good for my heart. Yeah, head, smart. Go to social work school, that's smart. Heart, no way. Hoo-ha, no way. You know, they said, oh, maybe I could become a rabbi. Ooh, my hoo-ha likes that. I like the title. But then my head says, oh, no way. I'm not going to go teach, you know, male-dominated liturgy. I'm not going to go live in Israel. No, out. You know, then I'm like, a yoga teacher, right? And I'm like, ooh, heart loves it. Hoo-ha could get into it. Head is like, nope, no money. So, you know, right. Head, heart, and hoo-ha were not. And then I even wrote life coach on the list. And I wrote, that sounds like a quack. I'd be embarrassed to tell anybody I do that. And then in little parentheses, I wrote, but if I could do what you do, I'd probably be pretty happy. Right. But then I didn't, you know, I didn't think I could. And plus my hoo-ha was saying no to the title. So that went off the list. So Lauren gave me this assignment, and this is what we give people. 6 hours a week. I call it homeschool grad school. You're studying, and the topic of what you're studying is what the heck are you going to do with your life? Okay. And that's your class. You attend class 6 hours a week. You're the TA. You're the teacher. You're the administrator. You're admissions. Your curriculum development, you do all the jobs, but you are in session. You are spending 6 hours a week thinking about it, researching it, giving it new ratings, going on informational interviews, and really giving a hoot about figuring out your next thing for the next 6 months or however long you give yourself, right? So I consider this to be in alignment with my highest ideal. I am doing the correct action. I am thinking and planning, and I am trying to align it with what I really, really want, which is to, you know, be engaged, be challenged, be able to make my own hours, work from home, change the world, and be held to a very high standard. These are the things I care about. Okay? It is in that context that magically the job opens up. In that exact context. Now, the job is, and mind you, I think you asked me this first, like, when did you first think you wanted to do this. It was, I went to a workshop with Lauren and I watched her present and I thought to myself, I could never do that. Which, by the way, I now do it like 10 times a week. I thought to myself, I could never do that, but I would love to, right? It's where I got the bite, but I could never find the right role, right? I could never see it. And then lo and behold, after 2 or 3 months of rigorously doing the right work for myself, suddenly a job appears and it's not life coach. It is life coach, but it's not called life coach. It's called president of Handel Group Life Coaching. And I go, oh, well, that my hoo-ha can handle. That my hoo-ha likes.
Call your hoo-ha likes and your head likes it. Heart. Yep.
Heart was ecstatic. Head was ecstatic. And hoo-ha was now ecstatic. So all three finally lined up. But if you had, you know, you couldn't have told me that before I started the process. I would never have believed you. It didn't exist. There was no pathway to it other than in my imagination, of course, which is the point. And so that's the magic of personal integrity, I think. That's the magic of getting into your heart, articulating what you really want, doing the thinking and planning, even though you don't know how. You don't know the how. We don't know the route. We only know the destination.
No.
We can't possibly have infinite intelligence to know the route. So we trust the route is unfolding. We take the right action and poof. That's my poof story.
So you didn't actually like interview, there wasn't there. You were just doing the work.
All of a sudden, the person left unexpectedly from, I'm now a client of Lauren's. I'm getting trained, not exactly on purpose. I'm always flirting with maybe I come work for her because it's so fun, but there's no job, there's no way for me to do it that I can quit my job. You know, there's just no, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And then magically out of the blue, as I'm still studying and trying to figure out what I'm going to do, this person who was literally running, literally doing the same exact job I had been doing in my tutoring company, she left unexpectedly. And they literally needed someone to fill in, to not let it fall apart. I was like a hero. I mean, talk about hoo-ha happy. I get to be a hero, right?
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was exactly what I needed to be able to take the leap also, because, you know, for years, Lauren said, well, why don't you come and start an XYZ division or why don't you do this or that? And I was too scared. You know, my hoo-ha could not handle life coach. It could not handle start your own division. Right? It couldn't handle any of those. But fill in for this president who just left? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That I can do.
Yeah. So being of service, you could jump in no matter what, deep, how far, because you could be, and now you're in it. And
my job has changed beautifully. Now I just get to do what I love, which is teach and lead and speak and do interviews. And my TEDx talk just came out, by the way, yesterday.
Oh, great.
About lying, the exact topic we're discussing. So I get to do all that now, and I don't have actually any managerial responsibilities anymore, which is, again,
a miracle.
Oh,
you don't? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how long – okay, so you stayed in that, and you were doing – when you were doing managerial, were you doing any teaching and talks as well, or did that just phase out and you just focused?
I did some. I always loved the teaching. That was always my favorite. You could tell I like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But I had so many other responsibilities. I was developing the coaches. I was running HR and admin and mark. I was doing every job. It was small then. We're not small anymore. But yes, I got to grow into actually continue to grow into my dream job because, of course, the whole company seeks to walk our talk. And if we say, you know, chase your dreams, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Laurie, what's great here, and I'm enjoying this too, learning so much, but I know our listeners, because a lot of times people think, boom, it just happens. But you said something here, I think, so poignant and pivotal, grow into your dream. So it's been these steps. It was fulfilling, but now it sounds like it's gotten even more fulfilling. So it sounds like within this, you've had your personal growth, but you're also growing more into, like you said, your dream, growing more into what it is you truly want to do. Maybe you've been refining, you know?
Right. Well,
there's some level of refinement.
It would be foolish to think that you could just dream once, right? That you could dream, you know, you dream once. We dream once a year, you know, kind of once a year.
Right.
To refresh, like, you know, rebooting your computer. So, yes, mm-hmm. it has been a refinement. And, yeah, I mean, I don't forsake or regret any of the stages because all of the stages were so clearly building to today mm-hmm. and so clearly teaching me things. But mm-hmm. it is cool to know that I get to keep dreaming. You know, at least once a year, yeah. I get to keep dreaming and inventing new things and growing mm-hmm. into them. Yeah, so we wouldn't want to get bored.
No, and I think this is great for our listeners to hear, especially we had some callers earlier, that you can be on this trajectory, these steps. There are these steps and there are the refinements. And as you, you know, heal or get more empowered or know yourself more awareness, that it can change, it can be refined. It can get even more fulfilling. You know, it doesn't have to be just once and then that's it. You know, it's not static.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm about to turn 45 and my sex life keeps getting better. And if you would have told me that 30 when I was already ready to just pack it away, you know, I would not have believed you. But of course things can get better. Mm-hmm. I sure hope so for our whole society.
Right? Absolutely. Now, what I'm hearing here, it sounds like there's workshops, there's working one-on-one, and then I believe you also have an online coaching program or coaching course. Want to talk a bit about
that? Yeah, exactly. We figured out how to make this all digital, self-guided, and accessible financially to everyone, which is so exciting. It only took us 10 years, but we did it. So inner you. We did it. We grew into our dream, as you said. Inner you, literally INNER, the letter U, is the online course. It is we're obsessed with making it accessible to people. It's 12 sessions with Lauren, my coach, and the person I just, you know, the founder, the inventor. Mm-hmm. And then it's not a quick fix kind of thing, but it is the real comprehensive answer to changing your love life, your career life, your health, your, you know, the main important areas that people get stuck in. In addition mm-hmm. to all of the coursework on that product and all the assignments, you also get a private coaching session. You get ongoing group calls forever, lifetime ability to call into a group, and what's called master classes, where you can join a group and actually go through the process with a live group that you can see and interact with, in addition to just having a weekly coach you can call in with a question forever. So amazing, amazing value. Normally $650 for a lifetime ownership of that. For you all, $575 because you have a coupon.
That's a coupon.
Awakenings 75.
I like that for your
folks, and that's evergreen.
Okay, great. And that's people can go to hglife.coach. Is that it? The website hglife.coach.
If my people gave you that, that might be true. But I would think is that, well, if they said that, then that's what's true. Interu.coach is also a link.
Oh,
interu.coach.
Well, like
interu.coach. I N N E R, the letter U.coach. You just have to make sure if you want that $75 discount, you put that code awakening75 in the little coupon box so that it'll go from $650 down to $575, and you'll see that. Then there's payment plans, again, because we know not everybody can do one chunk, but it is one chunk, and then you're in the community working it forever. So, we know it's a process, and it keeps iterating.
And so in this course is this – guy, it's to make those changes that you were saying in those areas. It's support. I'm taking it. There's a similar accountability. It sounds like there's probably growth work or something to do.
Yeah.
Homework.
Thank you. Thank you. So remember how I was talking about how she asked me to articulate my dreams, then download the voices in my head, then argue, then make and keep promises with consequences. So there are module after module after module taking you through that entire process. So it's essentially like having 12 sessions with Lauren. So she'll take you through that process that I outlined. Then she'll go into your history. She'll go into your parents. She'll go into, crap you have with other people and relationships, how to have a difficult conversation, essentially covering every obstacle you could have and how to surmount it. That's basically what it says. Pretty much anything that can go wrong, there is an answer in those 12 sessions about how to deal with it. But you go at your own pace. You can join a group and go through it in 6 months. I'm doing a group where we're going to do it in 6 weeks. You can never join a group and take 5 years to do it. You can do half of it now, then a half, you know, in a year. So different people interact with it in different ways, but essentially it will take you through the entire method of envisioning through to execution and everything in between that could stop you from executing, from the deepest stuff to the most mundane.
Sounds fantastic. To your point, it's
remarkable. And we have a buddy system within. So if you can't afford a private coach or, you know, those group calls don't work for you, there's a buddy system. We will offer you a buddy over and over again, new buddies, until you find a buddy that's good for you. So you have a human that you can be sharing with when you're in there. And we have a promise tracker that reminds you to keep your promises. So accountability, virtual accountability, if you can't afford a real life human coach, we have that substitute. So lots of scaffolding for accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's online, but there is that live person, real person component also, it sounds like, that you interface with that through the groups in one session.
Yes, and if
then
you're,
also the group.
Exactly. And if you're in that master class, you're actually, someone's actually reading your homework, you know, and if you show up to those calls, you'll get feedback on your homework, which is, again, remarkable for $575 for the rest of your life. You know, that's pretty nice.
So wait for the, so what is it for the rest of your life? So you mean you can check back in if you're working through something, or how does that?
Correct. Yeah, you could literally,
oh, wow.
So we have master classes that start every 2 months. We expect to have that forever. I mean, I can't promise, but you know, this is going to be something that continues. So it means you could literally join different groups over the whole course of your life and keep working through the method through the whole course of your life. You might be someone who, you know, always wants to restart in January and do your dreams again and join a group and work through it. Or you could, again, you could just call into the Q&A calls that are not part of a group and just make sure you get a coach's eyeballs on your homework. So, and that's forever. Yeah. That's a lifetime. That's lifetime. We're really, really interested in people, you know, getting what they need from it.
Sounds like that. So if somebody signs up, then can they kind of map it out and say, you know, this is what I'm looking at doing, or I want to work with this person, or I want to do the, I already know I want to do the group.
Exactly.
Okay, from the get-go.
Yeah,
so they don't have to just sign it and then it morphs into something else.
No. If you come in as a coaching client where you're doing one-on-ones with a coach, you're going to automatically be part of InnerU. There's no way around it because it's the textbook. It's the community.
But if you
can't afford a private coach, if you can't afford a private coach, as soon as you are in InnerU, you will be invited to join the next masterclass. You can say no, and then you'll be invited to join the next masterclass, and then the next, you'll just keep being invited every time until you decide it's time. And you'll always know when the next Q&A call is, and you'll always, you know, have that pop-up that says schedule your private coaching session. So you do it as you wish. And I'm amused to find all the different ways that people use it, you know, it's a lot of different ways you can use it.
Nice. Velvet scaffolding.
Yes, exactly.
Nice. No, that's a lot of care and concern. That's really nice.
That is the thing about Lauren, our founder and inventor. She is a very unique individual, and I do believe that's why the method is so unique, and why that it's the desire for people not to buy it and then just leave it, right? It's really the desire for people to buy it and at least listen to it, if not engage with it, because so we're trying to incentivize people in every way we can to at least, you know, get in there and listen to it. If not, do every single last thing.
Well, no, this is nice because it sounds like it's not just buy this and do, you know, you actually really want people to use it and benefit.
And we see that it works. I mean, we've now tested this on MIT students, Stanford School of Business, you know, NYU, mm-hmm. in huge companies as well. We've tested this so well. We've tested it with hundreds of thousands of people. We know that it works. We really we've been doing it for 15 years. You know, so now it really is just how do we have it be affordable for people who want it?
Yeah, reach more people.
So we figured it out.
Yeah, in our last remaining minute, something you said and I want to get back to, in the course seems to underscore about getting what you want in any area of your, you know, life. And we talk about the, you know, heart, head, and body. But you've mentioned integrity or personal integrity. And what is that? What's that piece?
You know, yeah, it's kind of the piece. So I'm glad you brought it up. So we would define that as what occurs or the state of consciousness when your head, your heart, and your body are in alignment. So when your highest ideals match your thinking and planning, match your actions. So it's not something you have, you know, like blue eyes. It's something that you have in the moment or don't, depending on if your actions line up. And, you know, and the mechanism we use to help people build that muscle is make and keep a promise to yourself. Don't make and keep a promise I want you to keep. Make and keep a promise you would like to keep. A promise that's a stretch but doable for you. So when I was quitting sugar, I didn't go cold turkey. I, you know, got to have a whole grain cereal and a power bar until I could wean myself off of those things. So I made promises that were a stretch but doable for me and in alignment with what I was really committed to. And then obviously once you get that positive feedback loop going, it's easier to make and keep those promises as you go. But that's the muscle, that's the tool that we use to help build the personal integrity muscle. And what we find is that regardless of how quickly you achieve your goal, when you are practicing personal integrity and when you're in those moments of alignment, you feel good, you feel happy, you feel proud. And that's what we like, because who knows when our last day is and who knows how fast we're supposed to get that thing. It doesn't really matter. What really matters is the present moment. And in the present moment, being in alignment feels real good.
Yeah. So this means all those little things that we can all tend to do, big or small, that aren't in alignment or aren't of integrity, that we might think we're getting away with, so I'm just going to do, like breaking those promises to ourselves, it sounds like to me has far-reaching consequences.
Yes.
That
you
in
can't
our life.
Really, yeah, you, that you don't really detect because... You know how they say immediate consequences work? Because if you don't associate the consequence with the choice, you don't correct the behavior. So it's really true that every time I interrupted my husband, I didn't know I was leading him to start to look elsewhere for love and affection until I saw that consequence. I wasn't even paying attention to the consequences of my actions or that I didn't associate sugar with the fact that I was overweight and exhausted and broken out. We have an incredible capacity to actually ignore the real consequences of our choices or disconnect them to our choices. This artificial concept of consequences, this artificial exercise of promises and consequences gets you conscious to the results and your choice in the matter of the result, which is very, very powerful.
Yeah, very bad. Well, that's why I say you a course, online, something, book, check in, a buddy. We all need that on all levels.
Yeah.
Every now and then, right? Because every new level could bring a little,
100%.
Shady something that we don't want to see because we're scared, you know. And
that,
so I love this.
Yeah.
I love this idea that you, you know, are espousing and teaching and what Lauren has developed. I think that's amazing. You know, and I've never seen someone hone so much on the integrity, but that's wholeness. I mean, it comes from an integra. So
yeah, exactly.
It's pretty amazing to hear what you're saying, how those consequences can be far reaching. If we don't see it, it affects a lot of that little something can be affecting us that can be the block, it sounds like, or the obstacle that we don't see, you know?
Right, which is why it's nice to have an outsider view, because you really can be going for career and the outsider goes, well, wait, as long as you're madly in love with sugar, none of this is going to change. None of this is going to, there's a linchpin here and you need to look at it and then everything does change.
Yeah. Because it's hard to put yourself out there, whatever that means to somebody, when you don't feel good about yourself. And if you're eating food or doing things that you don't feel good, Right?
Shame.
It's that catch-22. Yeah.
It affects everything else. No area is disparate from the others. They're all interconnected. And much as we wish that wasn't true, it is. Sorry.
It is.
But it is.
Lori, this has been great. I've learned some stuff. I know this has been great for our listeners, and what a great program that you have put together at Handle Coaching. I mean, really, sounds very empowering, very powerful and empowering. So thank you so much for taking the time to be on the program and sharing this with us.
You are so welcome. It's my pleasure. And my honor.
And just give us that website again, InnerU Coaching.
InnerU.coach. That's InnerU.coach. And don't forget Awakenings 75 to get your discount.
Okay, great. InnerUCoaching.com or coach.
Nope.
InnerUCoach.com.
Nope. Wait, let me say it again. InnerU.coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's weird.
Oh, there we go.
InnerU,
okay.
The letter U, dot coach, C-O-A-C-H.
Okay. There we go.
No.com.
All right, everyone.
Lots
there
fancy.
It is.
InnerU.coach.
There we go.
You got it.
All right, Lori, thanks for being on the program with us. It's been great to have you on.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Much peace. Wow, what a program. Okay, you can find out more about this online coaching course by going to InnerU.coach. There's more information there. You can also go to hglifecoach.coach if you want some more information on the other programs. And remember to put Awakenings 75. And again, that's InnerU.coach. And of course, we were speaking today with Lori Gerber. Wow, everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of the program today. All of you that called in, all of you that emailed questions in. If I didn't get to your question this week, there's next week. And if you didn't get a chance to be on air, you can also call in next week. Thank you so much for being a part of Awakenings and co-creating this. And as always, until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.